Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Part of that normalcy, we welcome in Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Easy for me to say. Fan hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Hall and Capitis. We keep that baseball talk moving, Jason, even with no baseball. And I heard the manager, heard the skipper on yesterday on our airwaves. And by the way, good morning to you, Jason. How's everything?
Good morning, guys. Doing great.
Part of that for me is, and I didn't know how Derek Shelton would handle this, when he was asked about what he knows what's going on, it's pretty much, well, I kind of know what I read in the papers, or I kind of know what I hear just out there. It doesn't seem like, even with, like, say, this Arizona plan, if you will, or moving forward, it doesn't seem like a whole lot of people know a whole lot of stuff, even on the inside.
Yeah, and I don't think that this Arizona plan, just because this is what came out, is ultimately going to be what they do. I think that's part of it, too. And players, managers, you know, they were told at the very start of this thing, like, there's no such thing as a bad idea, and be prepared for anything. So, I mean, they're kicking around a lot of different things, as they should. And so I think Shelton, and, you know, I know I was texting with Jameson Taillon, it's sort of the same thing, where they're not surprised to see something come out. This is something they've considered. There's probably other things they're either have considered or will consider. And to just try to get a way to get back playing. But I think, you know, Shelton talked about this, and others have as well. They're not going to do anything, at least, you know, dear Lord, I hope they're not going to do anything that is detrimental to anybody's health or that is unsafe. And so, yeah, you can sort of kick this around and say, how can we make this safe? And you know, I know Dr. Fauci even said, like, there's some stuff here that makes sense, but I think it will need ultimately tweaked.
What do you think the reaction of most players, and I know it's going to be different, obviously, for a single guy who's in his early to mid-20s versus a guy who's married and has three or four kids at home in his early to mid-30s, but what do you think the bulk of the reaction was around the players when they heard of at least the early stages of this plan?
I would say the bulk of the reaction, there's two prongs to it, Chris, and one is, look, we want to play. We want to do what we can as long as it's not idiotic. But then going off of that, there's a second part where I don't want to leave my family. I don't, you know, and for 4.5 months, I mean, everybody who's a part of this thing, you know, as you guys know, like, you've got to give up certain personal life things. And we've all made that deal. But 4.5 months in the middle of this thing to go live in some sort of controlled bubble and not be allowed to have any contact with those outside, like, that's going to be a non-starter for probably a significant number of guys. I can't say whether significant enough to squash the whole plan, but to me, if I'm Major League Baseball and the PA, you know, trying to work together to find a solution here, you have to have a way of doing this thing where guys don't have to give up contact with their family. And I don't know if that means, like, bring the families along. It might. But that, to me, is what's going to – like, they can get down with a lot of stuff. They can get down with playing doubleheaders, playing in Arizona, having limited contact with the outside world. But for the guys with families, that's going to be a non-starter to just say, look, 4.5 months, you can't see your wife and kids, especially during this time.
It's 8:07 a.m. Time to visit House of 1,000 Beers with locations Wexford and New Kensington, the home of the best Reuben sandwiches in town. No matter what plan is devised right now, Jason, aren't there going to be significant holes poked in any of them? And it's just a case of They're going to have to play. If they want to play, that is. If they want to play and not just say, we're going to wait until this is all done. As with anybody going, any American going back to work right now, if you choose to do that or in the near future, that you're going to have to do so with risks because there's going to be holes poked in these things.
Yeah, no, I get you. I just think that we need to, you know, we being, I don't know, society or Major League Baseball or whatever, like, need to identify the risks here that are worth taking. Like, a risk that we could require more than 25 people on a roster, 26 people on a roster, a risk that, like, we need to get a little inventive to play these games that we've never done. That's innocuous risk. That's nothing. Like, of course, go do that. That's even seems trivial to worry about. But risk that we're going to further spread this disease or virus or go, you know, going against common sense, like, I don't think that's the risk worth taking. And at the same time, you know, I would be looking at this thing saying, what if it goes wrong? Not that we should be operating out of an abundance of fear, but what if something happens? What are the consequences? And to me, if you basically infect an entire colony of people with COVID-19, and some of them might be elderly, obviously that's pretty dumb. Obviously, if, you know, you've got to go to the nearest hospital or whatever and bring in a couple hundred people that you've spread this virus to, and they've got to take up space otherwise, you know, that would go to other people, all because you wanted to play sports, that looks pretty dumb. But if you have a better control over that, or you feel like you have genuine control over that, then maybe it is a risk.
Jason Mackey covers the Pirates for the Post-Gazette, joins us now here on the Fan Morning Show. Jason, you did an interesting piece looking back at the last time baseball had to deal with an extended stoppage. It was 25 years ago, so some of this may not relate to present day, but what did you get a feel from in talking to guys about what players will have to deal with in ramping back up to get ready to play? What sort of, I don't know, what sort of challenges do you expect for these guys, aside from the typical, oh, I'll have to stretch my arm out again, or, oh, I'll have to get back into conditioning?
Yeah, the one thing that I got from a lot of guys that spring training was already very long, maybe too long. They'd be good to go in 2-3 weeks. But the pitchers are the ones who expressed, you know, a need, a desire to have a little bit longer. You know, it's pretty much a consistent thing that the pitchers aren't ready as quick, or the hitters are ready earlier than the pitchers, I should say it that way. That being said, like, none of the guys that I talked to thought with this current situation that anything was crazy. Like, they can get back and do it. It's not a big thing. Just go down there for 3 weeks or do whatever for 3 weeks and you can get back playing. To me, it was more entertaining in that story, kind of the Wild West mentality that was in there. Like, you've got Denny Nagel, like, making fun of a guy who's afraid of needles and, like, grabbing rookies saying, here, watch a man pass out, you know, and like, Ray Miller offering cigarettes to one of the pitchers. Like, it's just total old-school, funny, major league kind of stuff to me. But as far as, like, relative to the current day, none of those guys were terribly worried about the situation.
Jason Mackey joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Text us anytime you'd like. Edgar Snyder and Associates fan text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder and Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Real quick, back to that Arizona thing for a minute, or really any other plan that they come up with. And I've heard other people categorize it, and I heard you categorize it just a moment ago. You said, all because you want to play sports. I look at a statement like that, and I've heard, again, other people say it. For me, I look at it through the players' eyes. It's not because they want to play sports. It's because they want to work. That's just my thought on this. And if people can work safely, if people can do that safely, and it's deemed safe from, like, the World Health Organization, or it's deemed safe from the CDC, and they come up with a plan, and I'm not advocating it right now before I see the things that are deemed safe, but I think it's a misnomer that we're doing this because people want to see sports. I look at it from a player's eyes. It's because these guys want to go do their job, and their job just happens to be playing sports.
That's a really interesting point of view, Colin. Until you said that, I had not even thought about it like that. Like, if you would discount the idea that, again, this is a sport and this is baseball, if this is just a company, you want to get it back up and running. Granted, it's a large company with this size, but, you know, we probably wouldn't be talking about that. But I guess if maybe we want to just like continue the straw man, it's a non-essential operation, right? And wouldn't a non-essential operation, you wouldn't have in-person contact with anybody until it was safe to do. But, you know, it is a tough one to argue against, honestly, because you're right. They are trying to go back to work. I think it's the right thing to play. Like, I don't want to be characterized, you know, with us having this conversation, like I'm against this. I think they should. I'm for it. I don't want this to go wrong. I don't want this to ruin what might happen with the NFL. I don't want this to ruin the health of good people. And shoot, we're being honest here, my own health, because I'd be part of it. But, I mean, I agree. I want them to play, and I think it should be played too.
Jason, later today we're actually going to have baseball on our Facebook page anyway. What kind of weight, in all seriousness, what kind of weight do you put in simulations? I know it's just sort of a fun exercise for us to watch what looks like baseball. It's a MLB The Show simulation we'll have on the fan Facebook page later today. I've seen Baseball Reference run simulations of the first 10 to 12 games of the season so far, where the Pirates are 7-5 and Polanco's hit a handful of home runs already. How much attention do you think is getting paid to that by the average fan?
I don't know. Somebody that's really desperate for it. I think it's a great idea on your part. I think they're fun. But I don't know. As somebody who played the sport, you guys have as well. To me, it's not a game that's played on a computer. And I think it's, I need to be careful how I say this because I don't want to be bashing like analytics or numbers because I like them and I believe in them and I use them, but they're not the whole story. And so if we're going to talk about, you know, simulations, I like them, I'm entertained by them, I pay attention to them, but do I think they're gospel? Absolutely not. I mean, I don't know how many times where like I'd be throwing and getting loose and like my arm feels like absolute garbage. What is going on right now? And, like, there's not a number for that. Or if I can't find the strike zone, which was, you know, obviously the more prevalent than actually finding the strike zone. Like, there's not a column for that. That doesn't correlate. So I look at them, I'm entertained by them, but there's just a human element to this game that you can't discount. And so, yeah, use 50% of numbers and analytics and predictive factors, but please don't discount like what it is to actually play this game, which you guys know that too.
Jason Mackey, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jason, stay safe. Hopefully we're talking about real games sooner rather than later. It's been a wonderful, spirited, good discussion. We really do appreciate it as always. We will talk again soon.
All right, guys. You take care. Have a good one.
All right, great stuff from Jason,
too, Jason.
As always.
You.
Really enlightening. It makes you think, and I like that. And that's what we need more of, not just people telling you what the score was or if the runner scored from second on a base hit. We need guys that make you think to cover baseball. And Jason does that every single day, and I really appreciate that from him.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.